This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for October 6th. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair Parade kicked off the annual event today. The Midway and exhibits will open tomorrow through Thursday at 4 p.m., then 11 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tuesday, there will be a special ceremony honoring two fallen local law enforcement officers whose names will be added to the memorial on the fairgrounds. There's always something for everyone at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, visit the website at columbuscountyfair.com. You can also download your copy of the fair book at columbuscountynews.com to keep up with all the events and find out a few extra special parts about our fair. Commissioners will meet with developers of the Coleman Tract tonight for a workshop. Planning Director Kelsey Hammond said the meeting will allow commissioners to ask questions about the plan development before it is presented for a final vote. The Coleman Tract would bring 214 homes to the Dothan area if it's approved. The workshop will take place immediately after the County Commissioners meeting. Tangela George was charged Friday with multiple counts of cruelty to animals, firing into an occupied dwelling, and simple assault. George, age 41, was arrested after she allegedly fired into a Dodge Journey being driven by Lashita Green on Phillips Circle in February, and then again in March. She also struck Green in the face with her hands, according to warrants. George also was wanted for allegedly starving five pit bulldogs to death in September of 2022. John Christopher Graham of Chadburn is being held under no bond after he allegedly fired a shot at a woman's feet and hit her in the face on Sunday. Graham was reportedly in a verbal altercation with Takara Evans when he struck her. Then he pulled a pistol and fired a shot into the ground. He was arrested by Chadburn police. For the second time in a week, the Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting on Lubin Lane near Weibel. Paul Menzer, age 61, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injury. This was late Thursday when the call went in. He's alleged to have shot Gary Dean Strickland, also age 61, at 26 Lubin Lane. Menzer was held under a secured bond. Frederick Kennedy was arrested after he allegedly shot and seriously injured Montorius Vereen. That was at the same location on September 27th. Wesley Simpkins was jailed Saturday after he allegedly struck a vehicle on Davis Avenue and left the scene of a wreck, according to Whiteville police. Simpkins, age 63, was charged with hit and run causing property damage and driving while impaired. Simpkins refused a breathalyzer, according to warrants, so he was held without bond. It was his second DWI arrest in less than 90 days. Simpkins is program director at WTXY Radio. The Health Department will hold a drive-through flu clinic October 10th from 9 until 2. Bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available to folks who don't have insurance. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service on October 25th at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Weibel. There will be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. The service starts at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.